I'm one of the non-consensual people in the box. And I told Jessica I didn't think I'd have any stories to tell because I've never been in a physical fight and I've never forgiven anyone for anything. So that left healing and moving on. So I'm going to tell a very literal story about moving. I lived in an apartment and I'd been saving up and I was going to buy my own place. And I had put a down payment down and the deal just fell apart at the last minute. And it, in the grand scheme of things, not that big a deal, but to me it felt like a really big deal. I felt like I had really publicly failed at this thing. I'd given notice of the apartment, I had to move into, I had to find a month-to-month place, and it just felt like a big mess. So that all happened around Thanksgiving, and I know when it happened. My birthday is the 6th of November, which was a Sunday that year. The 7th of November, the deal fell apart. And then the 8th of November was the 8th of November 2016, which was Election Day. So it felt like the whole world was just really going to shit. I had to, get temporary housing. And then around April, I found a different place just down the street from here. And I was going to move in there. And in the interim, I had to put a bunch of stuff in storage. So I put it in storage in this super weird storage place on in East Baltimore, out where things get kind of industrial. There was a strip club across the street from it. So I had stuff in there for a couple of months. And then the day I was actually going to move, my dad and I drove to the weird storage place in industrial East Baltimore. And the movers were supposed to come and meet us. And the movers had another job, and something went wrong with the other job, so they were late. They were an hour late, an hour and a half late. And, it's moving. It's all really stressful, and things always go wrong. But my dad was super nice, and we just sat in the car and just kind of shot the breeze for, an hour and a half, 2 hours. And then the movers showed up, and eventually we got moved in and it was fine. So that was April of 2017. And then around the 4th of July, my dad started to get sick. And by September, he stopped chemo treatment. And in October, he died. So he never really came to the house that I live in now. Maybe 4 or 5 times. And I don't have memories of him in that house. So, but I do have memories of us in the car, just spending time together. And, now I have a really nice memory of a really ugly neighborhood. So that's my story about moving. Thank you.